Hey, hello, come here, donkeys. Here we go.
All right, we as a show have a new enemy. This will be most likely, I'm assuming the power of the mob is not big enough to take down the Super Bowl. But we'll see.
That's a safe, it's probably a safe assumption, but how about the show that's going to follow the Super Bowl?
The show that's going to follow the Super Bowl.
I want to take that freaking thing down.
Gordon Ramsay's new show. Second season of the show, the new season of his old show, MasterChef.
No, it's Next Level
Next
Chef.
Next Level Chef. Because I don't even know my enemy yet.
It doesn't matter. He's
don't
got
worry.
A, he's got a MasterChef. He's got a MasterChef Chef Junior. This is Next Level Chef.
Okay.
And I hate it. I have a seething rage for this show, and you hate the show, and we.
I don't even know the show, and I hate the show.
We as a group, we as a mob. Need to actively smear and destroy this show.
Extra point attempt by Elliott is up and good. Let's hear now from Gordon Ramsay for a special announcement.
Put down those wings and listen up. 2 weeks from tonight, Next Level Chef is coming into your living room after the Super Bowl here on Fox. Don't be a donut. Make sure you watch.
Mm. See that? See that on TV the other day, Danny? It's there on TV the other day.
I saw.
And
we got to explain why we hate the show. Shane?
I made it to the final audition stage of Next Level Chef. I did not apply for the show. A recruiter and a casting director reached out to me via Twitter DMs and Instagram DMs.
So they brought you in. They got you all excited about it. They said, hey, you want to be on this show? Why don't you audition?
Yep. I went through a few rounds of interviews, made it to the final round. They take 15 people. There are three total groups, 5 home chefs, 5 social media chefs, 5 professional chefs. I was in the home chef group, and obviously, I did not make the show. That was filming in London in September, mid-September through mid-October.
But you had advanced to a reasonable and excitable level.
I was told the final round.
The final round. And then, how did they break the news to you?
Oh, they didn't, Danny.
Yeah.
They never even reached out and said, hey, it's not happening.
So they ghosted you like Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, and all the women in my life.
And most of the women in your life.
Yeah, most of the women in my life.
Yeah. So Shane was... So that was painful enough because it was crazy validating and exciting. Shane was going to be on national TV.
On Fox.
On Fox, network TV, flown to London.
Yeah.
Taping right September, October.
Mid-September through mid-October. The prize for the show is $250,000. And a mentorship from whomever you choose as the people on that show. I would have chosen Gordon Ramsay, one of my life heroes.
Still?
Yeah.
But so what's amazing?
You're
so
like, pathetic.
So all of this is happening.
Where's the lamb sauce?
Like Shane is a finalist. Mm. He's interviewing. They're telling him that they love him. It's you know, we all know about it. Mitch knows about it.
Everyone told me I can step away for as long as I need to be on this show.
You were going to get to fly to London.
Yeah. I was positive you were going to get this.
I was too.
They are idiots for not casting you in the Next Level Chef show. And so when that promo comes on, I'm seething with rage. They have the audacity. I forget which. They have the audacity not to cast our guy Shane in this show? Screw you.
And now, the final twist of the knife is that it gets the biggest lead-in in television.
The dream lead-in.
25 million plus people
would have been watching Shane.
Would have been watching Shane. After Chiefs Eagles.
Yep.
With Shane in promotions promos the week of the Super Bowl, including the NFC Championship game.
I would have crushed it.
Cameron would have loved him. Cameron would have loved him. He would have been all over. He would have been one of the talks of Super Bowl week. They'd probably be marching him around Radio Row doing
Unbelievable.
Spots.
Yep.
Him and Gordon Ramsay.
Yep.
Believable.
I would have crushed it.
So
you haven't got a clue.
Would have been incredible.
So
I watched the first season before I was ever even recruited for this, and the show sucked.
That's
the first season was
horrible.
See, they didn't watch you.
I know. I've heard this show sucks. This is why I feel really good about the active smear campaign that we're going to go on as a group. Here's the review from The Guardian in Britain. Next Level Chef review. Gordon Ramsay's cooking competition is bizarre, banal nonsense. Contestants randomly grab ingredients from a dumbwaiter, then cook in concept kitchens while the celebrity chef breathes down their neck. How bewildering. That's what The Guardian says.
I was taking this so seriously. My good buddy, who we all know by now, Joe Flam, who owns Rosemary and Boulevard, one top chef on Bravo season 15. He was coaching me through everything that I would need to know in these interviews.
Yeah.
Like we had calls before these interviews, and he would tell me, hey, this is what they're going to ask you. This is what they're going to set you up for. I was prepared and ready.
And you crushed it.
I skipped
you.
Well, obviously not.
You didn't crush it enough.
No. Yeah.
But they were wrong. They're wrong.
How dare they make you question yourself?
Yeah, they're wrong. We're gonna watch this first episode, and we are going to crush these home chefs.
Yeah. Yeah, all five of them.
And hashtag next level chef sucks.
Yeah, oh, I think so. Good.
Yes. Is that
sure.
The yeah?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
And should we got to figure out a way to boycott all Gordon Ramsay restaurants that may or may not be in and around the
show? No, I like them.
Wait a minute.
Gordon Ramsay pub in Vegas might be the best curry I've ever had.
I've never been any of those places.
We don't take the wind out of the sail of our campaign.
We don't need to smear everything, though. Just this show. This particular show, because it's really that casting director. Whoever that casting director is, they need to go down in flames.
And for the record, this is not Shane's idea. If that casting director ever calls you back,
oh right, yeah,
Spiegs and I, who especially hate that casting director, Shane Reardon always said you were professional.
That's a good clarification. That's an important clarification. We don't want to ruin it for him. It may get a
but they're probably not
call back. Yeah,
but Next Level Chef sucks.
Listen, our texters, a part of the mob. This is the thing. It's not just us. We, as a Parkins and Spiegel mob, need to band together and actively smear this show. And the texters are feeling it. Here's one. This is very similar to the Bears passing on Pat Mahomes.
Yeah.
I think that's an apt description. A travesty, says another one. Screw that show.
Screw Next Level Chef. Different texter. I was going to watch that show, but now I'm boycotting.
I like this
Team
one.
Shane.
I like this one. Nobody tells me to put down my wings, as Gordon Ramsay told people to do that. Sure, you want to add that to the pile of why you don't like Gordon Ramsay in this show? Feel free.
I mean, you guys know it was a multiple month long process.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The three or four interviews that I did, I was pumped. I thought the things these people are saying to me, like I got Flam in my corner, yeah. I got all this stuff, I'm going to be on this TV show. I'm going to London on September 15th, 2022 to film Next Level Chef, and I'm going to win it. I'm going to win this show. And Gordon Ramsay's going to be my best friend. I'll have $250,000 in my pocket and just ripped out from under me.
Mm. Will.
Yes, Chef.
You
Yes, Chef, I am.
You are so it's unbelievable.
I'm not Gordon.
I hate Next Level Chef.
This texture says Gordon Ramsay is dead to me.
I hate Gordon Ramsay.
Mm-hmm.
I hate Fox.
708. Did they make you monologue as part of the interview? That could have been the issue.
That could have been the issue.
See, it's really, you would have been
perfect.
Do I hate
the Super Bowl now?
I don't get it. Seriously. Do they have another guy with a beard who wears hats like that?
They must.
You think
they're
so?
They're going to have a tattooed, bearded guy who cooks for his three handicapped children at home. Like that's going to be the storyline.
They're going
to we're going to have to watch this
dad,
show,
yeah.
And we're going to see,
yeah.
Like better Shane.
Yeah. There's going to be an upgraded Shane.
There might have been like a bucket of Shanes.
Yeah.
And they chose.
That's how casting works.
I know.
There's a bunch of dudes who look like me, talk like me,
yes!
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
And they just picked a different one.
They're like, well, we got this guy, but if we get that guy, then we can't have this guy because then there's two of that guy. We needed one of a different thing. So I suspect there's a Shane light.
It's going to be crushing to find out who Shane is on this show.
This is a good one. 630. Ramsay's opening up a new joint in Naperville. Guess my parents are going to have to sell their house.
Yeah, perfect. We hate them. Next Level Chef is our sworn enemy.
Yeah.
And so when you see these promos, hashtag Next Level Chef sucks.
Imagine if I said out loud on network television that I have a 10 cubic foot deep freezer in my bedroom closet. I'd be America's sweetheart.
Would have been so good.
Yeah.
Your Pat Mahomes impression would have been seen by everybody.
I would have crushed it.
Absolutely crushed.
Texture
right
says,
after the Super Bowl, the first
exactly.
episode.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, my God. Seriously. It's along the way. You know, I do an impression of Pat Mahomes. They would have used it. They would have found a way to use it.
We should have keep this in just in case the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl. Do your thing. Yeah, you would have been
God,
a superstar.
I would have crushed that show.
Texture's the biggest mistake in the history of television. That's undeniable, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's infuriating.
Yes.
And, I mean, ridiculous. Shane's a killer producer for us. I mean, he got Pat Mahomes Sr. on yesterday. He does great work. But how great would it have been to see Shane on national TV during the Super Bowl calling in from London? Like, I mean, I guess you couldn't really reveal
no,
at that
point.
No, there'd
be an embargo, yeah.
Yeah, there would have been an embargo there. But, all right, fine. Doing reviews of the episodes with you on the show, like the big reveal, tuning in the next day, would have been amazing.
Yeah. Last time I saw that, it was Shane Reardon in a media game.
Texture says, I've always known that I would punch Aaron Rodgers in the mouth if I could. Gordon Ramsay's on my list now, too.
Well,
Olin? Olin, is that you?
Punch him in the mouth. It wasn't Gordon Ramsay's decision. If it was, I would have been in. I'm his kind of guy.
Mm. You should have made
your...
Is
there any chance they are going to call you back for season three?
Maybe. Yeah, I mean, if after, I made it this, to the final stage, maybe.
After these next couple of weeks.
Yeah, right. Hey, should we keep the hashtag stuff quiet?
I don't care at all. Like, do your thing.
Okay.
Hashtag next level chef sucks.
Yeah.
Donkey.
Okay. Seriously.
All right.
Because we're going to be inundated, man. You watch a Fox show over the next couple of weeks, you're going to be smothered.
Sickening.
Oh, it's sickening. And,
it really is.
I'll set the over-under for promos for next level chef coming up right after the game. During the game, like seven of them. Like seven times you're going to see, like, on the screen, next level chef, or Gordon Ramsay telling you to put down your wings. F you, buddy. I'm holding on to my wings.
I hate them.
You should have held on to Shane.
I really hate him.
Thanks for the exposure, guys. Appreciate that.
I mean, he sucks.
He does suck.
Who are these people? I can't wait to watch, though.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, it'll be entertaining.
I want to watch to see who Shane is. I'm not going to watch episode 2 or 3 or 4.
No.
I want to see who better Shane is. you are 100% right that's what happened.
That's what happened.
They had everyone's picture up on the board.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we've got this guy Shane, and we've got Sean. But Sean's tattoos are a little bit more photogenic.
We've got Beardo the Grillmaster from Pasadena over here, or Beardo the Home Chef. Like they just, you know, Beardo 1, Beardo 2.
Yeah, it's gonna be very clear who they decided was better, Shane. And then that person's going to be our sworn enemy. And then that person's going to be very confused by their Twitter mentions. Because you know, that person's like life is going to be messed up when we find out who they cast as better Shane.
All the Shane storylines that would have been there, the loneliness, the love of Willie, taking the dog out once a week, all of these things.
You guys would have had to watch Willie for the month.
No problem.
Steph would have been thrilled.
Step right up. Ruben would have been thrilled.
Yeah, it's in all honesty, it was a very cool thing to be part of the process, and I would do it again, but not for this stupid show.
Yeah, just an honor to be nominated.
Honor to be nominated.
We know how you feel. We know how you feel.
It's an honor to make the final audition.
There are Jalen Hurts and Justin Fields parallels that were discussed on this station. It's next on The Score.
Salmon is raw, and the chicken is as dry as a camel's ass.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.